Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Set Free Live. I am Apostle Deborah Taylor, and it is a blessing, beloved, to be with you once again today. Truly, we do thank and praise God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. Praise God. We are excited about God on today. We're excited about what God is doing for us in this hour. Praise God. And we know that God is moving in the land, and God is moving in this hour. And we do thank God, and we praise him for what he is doing. I'm very excited, amen, to have a very special guest with us tonight, Dr. Clara Walton. God bless you, Dr. Walton.
God bless you, Apostle Taylor. God bless you, daughter.
Amen. This is my mother as well, my mother in the Lord, and I am just so thankful that, Mother, that you are in my life, and I just praise God for your ministry, and we just wanted to bring you on to share a little bit with the people on tonight about what God is doing with prayer and some of the things that's going on, and just wanted to have you on to just share in the word tonight. So I'm very honored to have you on tonight. Praise God.
I'm honored to be on, Apostle Taylor. I'm so glad that you are my spiritual daughter and have been for years. I thank God for knowing such an awesome woman of God, a woman of prayer, a woman of faith. Amen. A woman of power as well. And I thank the Lord. I am so excited about what God is carrying her, and as well as the people that's in my life, that he's carrying them to a place that they've never been, but blessing them as well. And we thank God for the prayer life. I thank God for the many years of knowing her, and even in our younger years, my younger years, her younger years as well. And then how God allowed us to come in contact with each other years ago in Colorado Springs, Colorado, and how we were always ushered them into prayer. Prayer was the key to our ministry. Prayer is the key to my ministry and to the people of God. If we ever pray, we need to pray now. Prayer is in order. I don't care what time of day, night, or what hour of the day. God knows prayer is in order, and I bless the Lord, prophetess, for that, knowing that.
Praise God.
That prayer is a time. It's a time of praying, it's interceding, and humbling ourselves, as the Bible says, and pray and seek the face of God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And once we seek the face of God, my God, then things will turn, and that's the only way they're going to turn. If we humble ourselves, seek him, and fast, pray, and give ourselves to God, give our heart over to God, get in his presence, amen, and remain faithful to God, whatever we do, remain faithful to him and to his word. We heard him say in the word, and the word said that if we humble ourselves and pray, then we will hear from heaven, and he will heal the land. And God knows the land needs healing today.
Amen.
For the many things that's going on right now, when the enemy is using distraction to get the people of God's mind out focused on God and the things of God. But I praise God for this latter rain and the latter rain that he's getting ready to pour out upon the people. I'm praising God for the things that he's doing right now, spiritually, so as well as in the natural. God is doing some things on the natural to bring us back to prayer.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God to get us back to where we need to be.
Yeah.
And I thank God for that. Amen. Praise God. I am so glad to be able to be on the line tonight with you and to share whatever God, whatever he say to me tonight, I will say. But I want to know if there are things you want to question me about or ask me about, or I will give that to you, whatever you say, Lord is directing you with this. Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Well, one of the things, Mother, we would like to share is about the upcoming prayer summit. And just to let the people know, we have been praying for the last 3 years. And you are a true mother of Zion. And this is one of the things that I believe God is really wanting the women, the daughter of Zion, to learn in a new way, and that is prayer. And you are a mother of Zion, and you are a true prayer warrior. And so we have been praying for the last, this will be the third prayer summit coming up. The prayer summit will take place at Faith Tabernacle House of Prayer in Athens, Georgia, where Dr. Walton is the pastor, her and her husband, Apostle Clifford Walton, pastor, Faith Tabernacle House of Prayer, and she is also the founder of Total Woman Ministry. And Mother, if you would please just share a little bit about the prayer line and the prayer summit and some of the things that will be taking place coming up real soon now, April the 28th through May the 1st.
Yes, amen. The prayer summit, as you said, started about 3 years ago. The Lord gave us to have it. I moved here to Athens, Georgia, and we began having prayer the summer of 2008. Amen. Praise God. My sisters and I, the Lord began to, as I moved here from Colorado Springs, Colorado, after 30-some years, and the Lord spoke to me. My sisters was calling me with different situations that was going on in their lives concerning some of them, their marriages and other things that were going on with their children. And all of a sudden, the Lord began to tell me to pray with them and pray with them one-on-one. Amen. We began to pray. Amen. We began to pray and began to pray on the line. I have seven sisters, 10 sisters, as a matter of nine sisters. I'm sorry. I make the 10th sister, 10th girl. But anyway, we began to pray. And we would get on the three-way and pray. Somebody would put someone else on the three-way, and we all had three ways, and we would just connect each other up. And then through that, amen, I was sharing with Prophetess Taylor, and we began to, she began to show me how, tell us how to get on the free conference call prayer line. And we began from that, and by word of mouth, many people began to join up with the line. Yeah. We've had as many as 95 or more on the line on the Tuesday morning. God began to, we started, my sisters and I started praying on Tuesday morning. And so we just kept the Tuesday morning prayer going. We started off, and I think we started off about 30, maybe 30 minutes. And then later on, we went on up to an hour. And it's now up to an hour and 55 minutes, but sometimes we even go over that because the Holy Ghost comes in on the line, as we have seen many people delivered and set free. We've seen people, amen, as we are on there, and sometimes Apostle Taylor gives prophetic words along with myself and others. Amen. Yes. Praise the Lord. But the Lord have used that line to connect us up spiritually. Yes. So, amen. And I can tell you one thing. That it's not just on any old prayer line, but we feel the anointing of the Lord, and we're connected up in the spirit so much that, praise God, many can attest that, by God, the power of God is on the line. We feel the power of God on the line. We know that God has connected us up in the spirit, and God and the people are coming back and giving reports, praise report. We allow them to give their praise report. We take on the prayer requests, and amen, sing a song. Most time, Apostle Taylor, the Lord will lead her to give us a song, because I just feel like sometimes the Lord give me a song. I'm not calling myself a songstress. I usually sing if the Lord anoint me to sing, but I give it over to her to sing. Sometimes the sing song breaks. Oh, my God, praise God, when something, and the people began to feel something even through the songs. And Lord God, we thank you. And I'm telling you, then there's times when the Lord will just take us off and usher us into prayer. And my God, the anointing of the Lord just rushes through the land. You can feel God. You can feel the presence of God. You can feel the connection that God has connected us in the spirit with corporate prayer. And so from that, we birthed out, you know, sons and daughters, people sons and daughters and children are getting the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And
yes.
People are being saved. Cancer, amen, drying up, and people are being healed from cancer, kidney problems, and all types of problems, aches and pains. And sometimes God will give us symptoms of things that's going on the line. And I'm telling you, my God, but the main thing is we learn how to praise God.
Yes, yes.
We learn how to honor God and worship God. And my God, through all of that, we find that God is moving in such a tremendous way. Oh, my God, and his
yes.
wonders to perform, Lord God.
Yes.
I get excited about it, prophetess, because
amen.
When we
yes.
think of the goodness of Jesus and
yes.
all that he's done for us,
glory.
I take no credit. I always tell the people on the line, whatever God does on this line, it's all about him.
Yes.
Not about Grandma Walter, not about
yes.
Mother Walter. Oh, my God, not about Dr. Walter. It's about God.
Yes.
And every prayer, because I said, give God the glory.
Yes.
Do not give me glory. Give him the glory. I'm just a vessel. We are vessels
yes.
that God is using in this hour. And I bless the Lord for that. That
yes.
prayer line has been so instrumental. And not only Apostle Taylor, myself, being encouraged. Ministers, leaders
yes.
are being
yes.
encouraged. That
yes.
God have us on a pattern this year
yes.
of praying and fasting. We push this out for people to fast and pray. Because fasting and prayer brings breakthroughs
yes.
for the people of God. And oh, my God, we are daily telling the people to pray. We don't just pray, amen, on Tuesday. We pray on Thursday evening from
yes.
8 to 9, my time, and 7 to 8 central time. And whatever your time zone is, that's whatever it is for my time is 8 o'clock Eastern time, Pacific time. I'm not sure exactly what time right now, but I thank God for the central time and the mountain time, amen.
Yes.
It goes
yes.
6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, and 8 o'clock, and 5 o'clock. And,
yes.
Oh, I tell you, God is just blessing. And
yes,
then
yes.
so we come back on Friday morning from 6 to 7 again
to seven,
on our
yes.
time.
Yes.
6 to 7 and 5 in other areas, 3. Some people are up at 3 o'clock.
Yes.
So I'm up at 4 o'clock, amen.
Yes,
but, oh, my
right.
God, the time of the night. You will be thinking, well, people are sleeping, they're not going to get on the line. But I tell you, we have had a number every morning, every time we get on that line. God, we always be over 2 or 3 people gathered together
yes.
in the same, because he certainly is in our midst. And I bless the Lord, prophetess, for their prayer line. I thank God for you.
Yes.
You are so instrumental in making sure that we are on the line and the thing is advertised and put over email that the prayer times and oh my God, and so we are grateful to this woman of God for sharing with us the means of getting on the line, not just to pray with the ones we know, but pray for people. Some people I have never met, but some people are coming to this prayer summit. Amen. Praise God, and they're gonna meet up here in Athens, Georgia. It's
yes.
like coming to Jerusalem. It's
yes.
like Zechariah. It's like the people coming saying, oh, my God, we are coming with you because we've heard that God is with you. I believe that this is going to be one of the greatest conferences, a prayer summit that we've
yes.
had. God has promised me that, and I keep getting word that this is going to be one of the greatest ones that we've had because God is doing great things for his people right now.
He is.
I bless the Lord, prophetess.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Yes, Mother. And you know, when I think about the prayer and what all that God has done, I have kept journals ever since we began, and we send out the prayer directives to everyone. God has just given
yeah.
us such powerful words and messages. But as for myself, when I think back when we first began the prayer, and you know, we always think, you know, we really got it going on, but I really begin to realize I really didn't have it going on like I thought. You know, but you know, one of the things about it, when you're consistent with prayer, and
yeah.
this is what I have grown as a result of being consistent and being faithful to get up. And we get up some, as you said, get up at as early as 3 in the morning
yeah.
to
yeah.
pray. I get up at 4:30, sometimes a little earlier, just depends. But we've been consistent
yeah.
in faithful. And I'm telling you, it's to a point now to where, you know, I automatically wake up because it's in me.
It's in you, you know, and we
have those on the line, and it's in us because we want more of God. And just to know and think about all the testimonies and the miracles and the things that have gone on the line as a result of praying. A lot of women we don't know, we've not met them yet face by face, but one of the things that's so beautiful, Mother, is that we are linked in the spirit. And it is a lifeline. It's a lifeline. Some people, you know, get on the line, they're discouraged or whatever, but through prayer, we're seeing God begin to pick us up and take us to new dimensions in Him. And this is what it's all about, and not just on the line, but when we go into our churches and into schools and wherever we are, the Lord is making impacts through prayer. And so it's so encouraging, and I am just thankful, you know, to God. And not only that, the connections that God
is
doing. He is connecting us through prayer. He's connecting us.
And
you know, when one is hurting, we feel that.
We
know when someone is hurting because we're linked in prayer. And if the body of Christ could grab a hold to this and really begin to see, we need one another. Praise God. We need one another. It doesn't matter where we are, what going on. We really need the body of Christ as a people of God. We need one another. And so
that's so true.
I am encouraged as a result of the prayer
line. And
there have been times, you know, when I've gotten on and things weren't always right, but I didn't complain.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
that's
and
right.
I think about the late mother Thomas that was sick.
Yes.
And she never complained. She would get on and she would say, you know, I will bless the Lord at all times. Praise God. She never complained. And I said, well, God, if that woman of God could do that, I can do it too. Praise God. And so I just thank you, Mother, for hearing God and teaching us, amen, how to pray and being sometimes you're strong with us, amen. You give us the corrections we need. And praise God, we need that. Praise the Lord, because this is what it's all about. Praise God. And we have several on the line with us tonight, and I just want to open up if anyone that's on the line would have any questions for Mother or anything that you'd like to say, and then we'll go further. But we do thank God for those of you that are on the line tonight. I am not sure of everyone, but if you would like to make a comment or ask Mother a question, you can do so at this time. God bless you. Anyone?
Praise God. That's the Lord.
Sometimes they're shy, Mother. They don't want to
talk. Yes, I know. You know, we know that from Mama line. And they submitted for them to grab a hold to this thing.
Yes, praise God.
For them to be on here tonight, I did give the number to my sister Catherine Gooch. I know, I believe she's on.
Okay.
Sister Gail God gave her a tremendous miracle.
Yes.
A miracle when she had 4-stage cancer last year.
Yeah.
And the doctors had given her up, and most said that she wouldn't make it to March, but here it is March or this year, and she reports victory. Amen.
Yes.
We report victory over the cancer, and every cancer cell that was in her body, that now God has dried up those cancer cells. And my God, and she has such a tremendous testimony. Amen. Bless the Lord. And I thank God for this woman of God, how God has brought her from death door. Oh, my God. She's on the line. I thank God.
Yes, she's on the line. Yes, praise God. Yes, Sister Gail is on the line tonight. Praise God. We do thank God for her. Amen. Sister Gail, would you like to have anything to say tonight?
I just want to say that I'm enjoying the talk tonight, and thank God for, you know, my testimony, as Mother Walton has stated, and that's all I'd like to say.
Amen. God bless you, honey. Anyone else that's on the line would like to have anything to say or share, praise God, at this time.
Apostle Taylor's of Brother Anthony.
God bless you, Brother Anthony.
God bless. And I'd like to thank Mother Walton. I'd like to thank you for the prayer line, too, because I do look forward to getting on it. I got the number from Missionary Gail Brewer, and I've been on since 08, and like Apostle said, it's in me to get on. So I really thank and praise God for it. I look forward to getting on. So I really thank and praise God for the prayer line.
That's
amen.
It. Thank you.
Amen.
And this was a young man, but I want to say that we have as young as 15 and younger that have gotten on the prayer line. I know my granddaughters have gotten on their 10, and we've had other young kids on their 8 and, I mean, 7, 5. We've had children from get on the line, and they are prayer warriors. And my granddaughter, 16 years old, and I started from us having a prayer line, started a prayer line for young people.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. But they would get on the line and pray, and she would pray with them. And, oh, my God, and it just became so awesome. And we've had young people that are reporting to get in the baptism of the Holy Ghost. My daughter, Keisha, her daughter, 10 years old, received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And we have had other people receiving the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Amen. Through the prayer line, the teachings that we are teaching and encouraging the people. In our pattern, we have a pattern. We are going through this 11th year, 2011, and God has said for us to follow the pattern this year. And he gave Moses to follow a pattern. He told us to follow a pattern this year and not to call me to a prayer of 21 days or 40 days, but say 11 days. I want the people to give me 11 days. And every month from the 11th through the 21st, we are yet now on the consecration for this month. And amen, we follow the pattern. Whatever God say, if he say do a Daniel fast, if he say to praise God, just drink water, juice, we tell the people whichever pattern that say God say. That's what we do. Amen, praise God. Maybe just eating vegetables, no meat. This, oh my God, whichever way that God tell us and direct us, we do that. And I'm finding that, praise God, many people are enjoying it because they said, you know, my fasting life was gone down. I had stopped fasting, had stopped praying. Goodness, I have stopped praying. But now they are being encouraged to pray and to fast and to seek the face of God. Amen. And we're getting victory testimonies of how God is bringing them out through their fasting. Many said, I've lost weight. Some say, not only I've lost weight, but I've learned to discipline myself in eating and eating everything, but now I'm learning to eat vegetables and learning to drink water and amen, get away from the sodas. And oh my God, it's just so awesome what the reports that we are getting, Prophetess Taylor. And
praise
I bless
God.
The Lord for that. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for those who are on the line tonight. You don't have to be afraid to say anything.
That's
just
right.
Come on. We just believe in being open, and you come on, and I'm not one. They said, on my own. Well, I say that. I tell the people that's not about me. It's about you, too, as well. But we give people an opportunity. And it's not too many prayer lines that give people opportunity, because most times the leaders just do what they have to do and nobody gets a chance to say anything. But I'm so glad that God has given us the wisdom and the knowledge to know how the people need to say something sometimes. And I've reached the word one time, you have to say something to get something.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And that's sometimes you have to say something. Amen to God. Because before you call him, he will answer.
Yeah.
And show you great and mighty things that you don't even know of. Amen. Is there someone else?
Yes, Mother. This is Sister Gooch, and I praise God for getting on the prayer line this afternoon, and I praise God for you and Evangelist Taylor and how we have been so blessed by being on the prayer line.
Yes.
How God has met our needs and how we get a fresh word every Tuesday, Thursday afternoon, and Friday morning.
Yes.
And I mean, everyone on the prayer line have been blessed by the prayer line, and it's just good to have that connection with God and to be able to get on a prayer line when you may be feeling down or you're sick in your body and you have somewhere to go and say, where can I go to when there's no one else to listen? But we have someone that's listening to us and praying for each and every one of our needs when our families are in need and our friends are in need. We can put their names on the prayer list and how God is just answering prayer. And I just praise God for you and Evangelist Taylor, because I mean, this is helping us to grow in our faith and in our beliefs in God. And so I praise God for both of you and how you all have been an inspiration in my life. And I praise God for it.
Amen.
Thank you, Sister Gooch.
You're welcome.
Gooch is my sister. Yes. My natural sister. We are triplets. It's three of us. And Sister Spencer. Amen. Praise God. And they are so instrumental. They get on the prayer line. I have 9 sisters, and I mean, most of them are on that prayer line. And my oldest sister, Sister Irma Jean Evans, is on there. And she's 70.
Yes.
She's 76 on May the 4th. But I'll tell you the truth, she gets on, she's an encouragement to us as well.
Yes, she
and
is.
So, Prophet Taylor, we have people that get on the line just they encourage us. So our Sister Gooch and Sister Spencer always have a scripture text.
Yes,
right?
They do.
That's
yes,
right.
I look forward to
it. We look forward to it. We don't know what scripture God's going to give them.
Yes.
But every time it be right on time, right
yes,
where we be.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
Praise God. We have one sister, my sister, Sister Irene Vineyard, had to went through death and the death
yes.
of her husband
yes.
and their grieving point and the things that she went through, but never got on the line like Mother Thomas, never complained about it, but
yes.
God wanted most time encouraged us and still
yes,
encouraging
is.
Us.
Yes, yes,
oh, my God,
is.
Even after the death of her husband who had cancer, amen, praise God, died at 60 years old, and I'm telling you, God, my God, is just showing us that, oh, my God, he is just moving for his
yes.
people.
Yes,
and
yes.
if you just trust God, that life, that prayer line, many have got on and said, it's a lifeline to
yes,
them. And I believe
right.
that prayer should be a lifeline for us. It should be a door open for us. It should be windows open for us. There should be gates open to us. And
yes.
I mean the window of opportunity. I just really believe that this is one of the most greatest times of our life.
Yeah.
There's a saying that people say, no prayer, no power.
Mm.
No prayer, no power.
Yeah.
My God, and so if you don't have any prayer life, you're not going to have any power.
That's
amen.
Right.
But give us power. And I tell them we are connected not to Oklahoma power, not to Pennsylvania, Georgia,
mm-hmm.
Alabama, or whatever, Tennessee, whatever power company you use for your electricity. We are not disconnected up with that, but we are connected up to the power of God. And, oh, my God, and that resource helps us to keep on going, keep us to, when we're down, when we don't feel like we want to pray. My God, wake us up and just
yeah.
say, wake up. Get
yeah.
up from there and pray.
Right.
Amen. Praise God. And I want to share with you that it's going to take this. I'm reminding my youngest daughter, Sister Keisha Cole, called me this morning. She said, Mom, she said I was up at 1:30 in the morning praying because she's connected up with an African pastor, one of my other spiritual daughters, is married to him, and he shared with her about 1:30 in the morning, said that they get up and they pray every day at 1:30. They pray in tongues. They call. That's one of the times that God has said that he hears his people the most. And she said, Mama, it's a sacrifice, but I'm finding myself getting up at 1:30 a.m. in the morning and how God is moving forward. And I told my people today, I said, some of us that can, we're going to try to get up after 6 o'clock to get up at 1:30 and pray. And she said, Mom, the man said, pray in tongues. This man is such a profound brother from Africa, but he has such a profound ministry, oh, my God, in Texas. And he's just sharing with the people that God had orchestrated him and commanded as a mandate that they pray at 1:30 in the morning. He said, that's the time. The devil don't really think people are praying. Now, 3 o'clock, he started getting up because he figured everybody's praying on that third watch, 3 o'clock watch. And so he started to really try to get people, but they some get off of the watch. But I'm telling you right now, I said, whatever it takes for
yeah.
sacrificing and getting up and praying like the God is saying, I'm willing to do it,
amen.
Because what harm is it going to do
that's
to
right.
pray? At a certain yes. time, if God prayed within an hour, say pray an hour, pray 30 minutes, pray 15 minutes or 15
yes.
seconds, he honored those prayers. My
yes.
God, Prophet Taylor, maybe somebody else that wanted to ask a question or wanted to just say something.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else that would like to make a comment or have anything else to share before we go further? Praise God. Amen.
Oh,
we thank God. Amen. We thank God for, amen, all of the comments so far. And let me just interject just a little bit here. We just want to let the people know, praise God, Mother Walton is available for speaking engagements. We want to give your information out. Praise God. If you would like to contact Dr. Clara Walton, you may do so by writing her at Dr. Clara Walton, Care of Faith Tabernacle House of Prayer. That's 275 Commerce Boulevard, Bogart, Georgia, 30622. If you would like to email her, you can do so at Evange Walton, E-V-A-N-G Walton, W-A-L-T-O-N, at hotmail.com. And if you would like to contact her by phone, you may do so at 719-510-9000. 9297. Praise God. Amen. We're going to give it over to you, Mother, to just share in the word. We have 30 minutes, praise God, to share in the word. If you feel led to pray, however the Lord leads you, we're blessed to have you on Set Free Life tonight. Praise God. And we just thank God for you. Amen. Just take your liberty in the Lord. God bless you.
God bless you, Prophetess. And we have, again, Prophetess and Apostle Taylor. Amen. Praise God, our daughter. And thank God for her again for allowing us to come on the line and share. And I've been speaking so many times, the Lord just sometimes, even in my own prayer time, give me prayers of confession to pray. Amen. Prayers that have been given to me. And a lot of times, just give me prayers to give Cyrus prayer and different prayers that he give us to give. But then the Lord had been dealing with me the last few days because we're coming up on the conference and we have chosen this year to talk about the kingdom of God, kingdom people being empowered at this time to pray.
Yeah.
Amen. Empowered. And the scripture that we use come from James, the 5th chapter.
Yeah.
Amen. The 16th verse, I said, let the end of the verse said be effectual. Fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much. Amen. Praise God. And I began to look at that scripture and began to look at the scriptures before that. And they're talking about in the 15th verse, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick.
Yeah.
And the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Amen. Bless the Lord. And so we began to talk, thinking about the prayer of faith. Yeah, that entails both the prayer of the sick person and the prayer of the elders who, in faith, meet the requirement for what the Lord is saying in this passage that James written. Amen. Praise God. And yet we can be healed. Amen. Praise God. And we can be set free. And there's, if you possess that gift of healing, it was in the early church. And it's still prevalent today that we have a gift of healing, a gift of faith. Amen. Praise God. And so it's going to take prayer. It's going to take faith. You can't see it, but you believe in that God's going to do what you're asking him in faith. Amen. He said, before you call, I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you don't even know of. Amen. Praise God. And I thank God for the word that he given us, amen, and even Isaiah, amen, praise God, reported and said, amen, in Isaiah 65 and 24, amen, praise God, and it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer.
Yeah.
And while you're speaking, just speaking, amen, God will hear you. Amen, praise the Lord. So many times we are speaking and we're wondering if God is hearing it. But before we even speak it, God has already heard it. Amen. Praise God. And we sometimes would go back and refer to our First Chronicles, the 4th chapter, verse 9 and 10, where Jabez prayed. Amen. Praise God. And he asked God, amen, praise God, to bless him indeed. Lord God, and so on. We need to ask God to bless us indeed and keep us and keep us our minds. And my God, because the enemy works on the mind. But God works on that heart. Amen. Praise God. And so the enemy, you have to a lot of time pray, God, renew my mind. Keep my mind. My God. And the Bible said he would keep your mind in perfect peace if you keep it staying on him.
Yeah.
Well, is that impossible to do? Amen. Some people think it is, but it's not. Amen. Because I think every one of us, I think of within myself, that once you get me, keeping your mind on Jesus is not hard when you are anchored and committed to him. Committed to him, not only in prayer, but just your spiritual walk with God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God. When you walk with God, you don't mind, my God, keeping your mind on him. Because everything I do, I include him in it. Amen. I cannot say, well, he's excluded from what this here. I have to handle this myself. Oh, my God. I don't care what I do naturally. So, God, I need your help. Amen. Praise God. David many times cried out for help. My God, and then I thought about Habakkuk, how he had prayed. He had gotten to the place like they were going through so much, and the people were being rebellious and everything else. But he began to say, God, how long am I going to have to cry and you not hear me? But I'm telling you, the Bible said that those that are so in tears go weep joy, And I want you to know today that whatever you know that you need from God, you can be assured that God hear your cry. Oh, my God, and he will answer you. And, my God, even sometimes I pray to God, you answer speedily. And I find it that God will answer speedily. Lord God, I don't care what the conditions are, what the problems are. God can do the impossible. I am so excited about God answering prayers and giving miracles and opening doors and, Lord God, showing us that I'm yet God. Even in this time where it seems like we're down to nothing, God is up to something. Seems like sometimes you don't know what to pray and how to pray. But when you can't pray, God knows that you can just say, God, oh, my God, if you just get the moaning in the spirit. And my God, the enemy don't know what you're moaning about sometimes, but he can't understand your language when you change. And God, oh, my God, give you another language to even speak in. So sometimes the devil gets angry. Amen. Pray, God, anybody that prays, the devil hates them. He hates anyone today that's praising God. Glory to God. He was the greatest praise angel in heaven. He knows all about praise. He knows about prayer. He knows the things that connect us up to God. Amen. Because he was a part of that until he got mighty and high in his spirit and his mind and thinking he was greater than God. Amen. Pray God and had to be kicked out of heaven. He and one third of the angel. He will never be able to go back to heaven. So that his job is now to keep us from going to heaven, to enjoy, my God, heaven. And I bless the Lord today that knowing that God is doing that's what he's saying. Amen. I'm thinking about prayers that God had given me, Eva, to pray a daily prayer covering. And I'm going to just pray that prayer, praise God, and we're going to go on and move it on, give it over to Prophet Taylor. But I was thinking about different prayers that the Lord had given me, and this one particular prayer that God was giving me, because we're going through some things right now. We're going through some tremendous, people are going through hurts and rejections and spirit of witchcraft, and oh my God, we're pulling out, we're going through spiritual warfare, and that is the key thing that the enemy is fighting us with. As I shared with the other line, my God, the prayer line, that the triple threat, the devil is trying to come between the people of God and the relationships with people, the husband and wife, marriages, and on the jobs, if they're not going through there with their children, with something, relationships are being affected right now by the enemy. And if he can't do that, he said, well, I'll mess with their health. And my God, me and others that have been stricken with all type of respiratory infection, bronchitis, anything. And someone declared that's the Python spirit that's trying to afflict the people of God. We're the devil trying to choke us out so that we won't talk, we won't pray, we won't do what God called us to do. And then our finances, if I see them trying to mess with the finances of the people of God, he's trying to do that. But I always say a message that I brought before some years ago, that when you are down to nothing, God is up to something. And I tell you, God has proven himself over and over and over again. And I've encouraged the people in, even on the prayer line, to see, amen, because his eyes are sold in that land. And it was a famine, a time of famine. My God, but he received a hundredfold blessing in that same year. And he didn't get worse, but he got better. He was greater and greater. My God, and I want you to know that God has proven himself again, just myself on last Sunday. Amen. I planted a seed of $100 and I shared with my prayer line. Just $100. I needed it. There was a great need at the church. Amen. We needed a certain amount of money. And God allowed me to get that amount of money. But I had to be the first to take up that when I'm preaching to you. Someone had sold the seed to me, and I turned around and sold it to the church. Amen. Praise God. Before I could get out the church, I had two checks. Amen. Praise God. And then when I got home and on Monday, so my husband came back and he brought the mail, and amen, from the church. And my God, I had another couple of checks in there. Then when I got here at the house, the woman of God that I'm staying with, she came in and she went in the mailbox, and there was a check for me. And amen, when I ended up on last Monday, my God, Prophet Estella, I want you to know who the sowing of that seed of $100. God said to me on the first Sunday, I'm going to bless you seven times. The devil got to give it back. Amen. Seven times what he taken from you. Amen. And he has really took some things from me this year. Amen. Pray God. But God is restoring it back. And I want you to know by Monday evening, I counted up and I had $755. I said, God, I thank you. And I praise the Lord. And then my husband came in and I was saying, I asked him, I said, now we have a van payment coming up of $416.88. I said, do you have all the money? He said, no, I don't have it. I said, oh, my God. And so I began to say, well, I'm going to take this money. It was for the comfort, some of it for me to buy me some things to wear, whatever. Then I said, well, no, I'm going to go pay this bill. Amen. Praise God. I want you to know, praise God, to make a long story short.
Yeah.
I called the people at Security Service Credit Union, Federal Credit Union, and I said to them, you know, I want to make a payment over the phone. I'm just going to go on and make a payment out of what? And so when I said that, amen, the lady came back on the line. She said, Ms. Walter, she said, let me share with you something. She said, now I'm looking at your record here, and you don't owe anything this month. And I said, what? What are you saying? She said, you don't owe anything. You don't owe anything to next month. And I said, God, what? I thought the woman was making a mistake, amen. But God turned right around and said, and she said, you have gotten this bill down, sir. And we just said that this month you don't owe anything. Amen. Praise the Lord. I said, what a mighty God we serve.
Yeah.
I mean,
praise
God is so awesome, Prophet Taylor. So
yeah.
I'm saying to the people of God on this line, amen, they're hearing me, praise God. When God speaks to you, don't worry about how much it is if he tells you, because the devil is not going to tell you to give anybody anything.
Right.
I want you to know that the devil will never tell you to give 100. He won't tell you to give 1,000.
Right.
He will not tell you to give 10,000, because that's not God's his way. But I tell you, when God speaks, and if you will obey God, glory to God, he will do just what you're asking. Amen. In prayer. But I'm going to go to this daily prayer covering that I normally pray. That's this daily covering. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray this prayer of the power and the power of the Holy Ghost. Father, I come to you in true worship and praise with a whole heart and the right mind in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind, rebuke, and bring to no effect all division, all discord, disunity, strife, anger, wrath, murder, criticism, condemnation, pride, envy, jealousy, gossip, slander, evil speaking, complaining, and lying. False teaching, false gifts, false manifestation, lying signs and wonder, poverty, fear of lack, fear of spirits, murmuring spirits, complaining spirits, hindering spirits, retaliatory spirits, a deceiving spirit, religious spirit, a cult spirit, witchcraft spirit, including Jezebel, the liar, and apostate, and spirit of Antichrist. I bind all curses that have been spoken against me, and any curses that have been spoken against others. I bless those who curse me. I pray blessing on those who despitefully use me. I bind all spoken judgment made against me and judgment I have made against others. I bind the power of negative words from others. And I bind and render useless all prayers not inspired by the Holy Ghost, whether psychic, soul force, witchcraft, or counterfeit tongue that have been prayed against me. I am God's child. I resist the devil. And no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I put on the whole armor of God. I take authority over this day in Jesus' name. Let it be prosperous for me. Let me walk in your love, Lord. The Holy Ghost leads and guides me today. I discern between the righteous and the wicked. I take authority over Satan and all his demons and those people who are influenced by him. And I declare Satan under my feet and shall remain there all day. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am God's property. Satan, you are bound from my family, my mind, my body, my home, and my finances. I confess that I'm healed and whole. I flourish. I'm long-lived, stable, durable, incorruptible, fruitful. I'm virtuous. I'm full of peace and patience and love. Whatsoever I set my hands to do shall prosper. For God supplies all my needs. I have authority over Satan, all demons and beasts of the field. God, I pray for the ministry you have for me and others. Anoint me, God, for all you have called me to do for you. I call for divine appointment, open doors and opportunity, God-ordained encounters and ministry position. I claim a hedge of protection around myself. Lord God, my spouse, my children, and my grandchildren, and my family throughout this day and night. I ask you, God, in the name of Jesus, to dispatch angels to surround me and my spouse and my children today and my other people that I'm praying for. I have to put them throughout my household today around our car protection, amen, souls and body, our souls and our bodies. I ask the angels to protect my house from any intrusion and to protect us and my family and any others that I'm praying for from any harmful, demonic, physical, or mental attack. I ask this prayer in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you now for every person on this line.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for miracles. We thank you for Apostle Taylor, woman of God, that you have chosen for just such a time as this. And Father, we thank you for the hour that has come in her life and the hour that has come in our life when those that love you will seek you with all our hearts, our minds, our all strength today. And God, we will love you and praise you and worship you. My God, we honor you. We honor this line. We honor this woman of God, the God that let her go to the nation. We thank you now. We speak, God, that she and prophesy that she will go to the nation. My God, she will go to foreign land, and she will go, my God, from city to city, from state to state. Lord God, proclaiming and teaching your word. And God, the prayer line will be connection for everybody all over the world, God.
Yes.
And we thank you now, not just Pastor Cho in Korea, but God, it will be connected up to all the foreign languages,
yes,
every creed, every color, my God, every nation. Father, we thank you now. We pray now that the Holy Ghost will continue to bless us. Oh, my God, appoint and anoint this woman of God for this prayer line and others that are listening in and on this line. There's someone on this line tonight that's sick. Someone that's going to have tests tomorrow. My God, but we ask you right now, oh, God, to move for them, for miracles, God. I ask not for healing, but, oh, God, don't let every test come back negative. And we decree and declare right now from the crown of our heads that every headache, every backache, every leg ache, every pain, every curse the enemy put up on us, every affliction, my God, that it's got to go. We pray now in the name of Jesus. We pray that every spirit, oh, my God, infirmity and affliction, for these light afflictions is just but for a moment. Oh, my God, but you will deliver us on time. And I thank you for it now. I thank you, Father, for this prayer line. I thank you, God, for this land, God, of connection and word that you've given to this woman of God. We don't count it lightly, but God, you thank you for the airways now.
Yes.
Oh, my God, for we know the devil is the prince of the air, but God, we thank you for something else going over the air that's,
yes,
much greater than the enemy right now. And we thank you, God. We praise you now. We thank you for everything that you're doing, all that you're about to do. Our soul is saying yes to you, yes to your will, yes to your word, yes to your way. Have your way on this line. Have your way with every person on the line. We decree and declare it by the faith of God that it is so now. My God, and we thank you. We thank you for every cancer being dried up, every tumor being dried up, every cyst, God, every lung problem, every stomach problem. My God, every back problem, every knee problem, and the foot problem, and leg problem. The swelling is to go down out of the joints and out of the body right now. My God, we speak to every headache, every sinus problem, every allergy. We speak to these things now and ask them to conform and transform into what the Lord said would happen to us. And we thank you for the time of transitioning for transformation. We thank you for it now. We're acquainted over our shunder by the power of God that there should be great turnaround over this land. In Jesus' precious name, I do pray and pray and decree it by the faith of God that it is so now in Jesus' name. Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. It is so in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. And bless the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Prophet. Amen. For this prayer and this time.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We thank God for you, Mother. We appreciate, amen, the word of the Lord tonight. Amen. And the prayer. Praise God. We just thank God. I am just thanking and praising God. Amen. Just for moving on the line tonight. Amen. And I know that people were ministered to. Praise God. Amen. And we thank God for the prayer that's gone out. Praise the Lord. Praise God. We know someone is encouraged and uplifted, and we want you to be encouraged by the word. Amen. Praise God. And know that God loves
bless you. He cares about you. Praise God. And I know it doesn't matter what you may be going through right now. Somebody may be going through some hard times, praise God. But just know that God loves you. He cares about you. And he has your best interests at heart, praise God. And God is working things out just for you, beloved, because God loves you. Praise God. And we thank God for that tonight. Praise God. And, Mother, I want to say again that I appreciate you, amen, for being on the line, taking time.
Thank you so much.
Amen, to just take time out of your Sunday evening. I know Sundays are always busy for pastors, praise God. But I want to say thank you so much, amen, for being on with us tonight. Praise God.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you for having me, Father.
Amen. Praise God. We just want to reiterate one more time, the Total Woman Ministry Prayer Summit is coming up. Praise God. And we will be there. Praise the Lord. I am very excited. Amen. Looking so forward to being, amen, in the summit. Praise God. Because we believe that God is really going to move in this time. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. And we have some dynamic speakers that are coming to share. Praise God. We have Apostle Garfield Kerlin. Praise God.
Yes.
He will be with us. Amen. He is our apostle. Praise God. And we thank God for him. Amen.
Yes,
praise God. And our summit host, amen, Dr. Clara Walton. Praise God. Amen.
Yes.
Apostle Walton. Praise the Lord. They're gracious hosts. And we thank God for them. Praise God. Amen.
Yes.
And we will have also Dr. Sandra Powell from Denver, Colorado. She will be with us. Praise God. Elder Clifford Walton Jr. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
He will be with us. Amen. And then Dr. J.L. Johnson. Praise God. He will be with us. He's a herbalist, praise God. So he will be talking to us about different things that we can do, alternative medicines, if you will, instead of all the other medicines. There's a lot of medicines that we take, some we should not take, praise God.
That's right.
That's why
that's
we
got
to pray. Amen. I want to share this just a little bit, praise God. I had a dream just last week. And in the dream, I had a blood clot in my leg, praise God, and it really bothered me. The dream kind of bothered me, but a long story short, I had to go for a checkup, and I was telling the doctor about my ankle. I had been having a little trouble with my ankle, and she said, well, we're going to x-ray it and just see if there's anything going on, what it might be. But she said, well, in the meantime, I'm going to give you this medication to take, and I only want you to take it for 30 days. And it kind of just didn't resonate with me too well, so when I went ahead and got the medication, but when I began to read it, one of the side effects was possibility of blood clots. And so right away when I read that, Mother, I said, oh, no, I can't take that.
Something in me was like, no,
you know. I was like, God, now I know you're a healer. I'm not against taking medicine or anything like that, but I believe, you know, we really got to pray, even over our bodies, and if we need to take something, let the Holy Ghost lead, and if you have to go to the doctor, go and do what needs to be done, but pray, you know. And I just thank the Lord for prayer, because I really believe God just kind of alerted me that, Deb, no, just don't take that one. Don't mess with that particular one. Praise God. And so this young man is coming. He's just going to share some things about some herbal medications and things of that nature. So we're looking forward to that. Amen. And then prayerfully we will have Evangelist Dallas Burleson with us as well. Praise God. She's a great woman of God from Denver, Colorado. So we're looking forward, amen, to this summit. Again, the dates are April the 28th, amen, through May the 1st. And the location, again, Faith Tabernacle House of Prayer, 275 Commerce Boulevard, Bogart, Georgia. Amen. And so if you want further information, you can email Dr. Walton at evangwalton@hotmail.com. Praise God. Or if you would like to email me as well, you can email me at apostledebra@hotmail.com. Praise God. So we thank God, amen, Mother, again, for you being on. And we thank God
for
this time.
Yes, and I thank God for you.
Amen.
Yes, I
praise
thank God
the
for
Lord.
You, too. Thank you so much. And just to reiterate what you just said concerning taking all of this medication, I'm too alone with you. The Lord spoke to me last week. I've been suffering from a mold condition that was in a house that I was in. Mm-hmm. But then I was been having bronchitis and upper respiratory infection, and it seemed like it was getting worse. And the doctors gave me an Advair and a Halo. Because I was having symptoms like asthma. Never had asthma before in my life, none of these symptoms. And so began to just do this, and a few Fridays ago I went, and again the doctor gave me
another doctor gave me the same Advair, amen, prescription, and I began to inhale it. And then on last week, I was coughing so bad. It seemed like my condition was worsening, getting worse. All of a sudden, I heard the Spirit of the Lord said, the woman gave me, because it wasn't one in the package that what they gave me, but they were sample packages, but they had wrote me a prescription for the same medicine. To make a long story short, the Lord said to me, I was getting ready to open up another package because I had inhaled the rest of them, and I was just like, Lord, He's supposed to be helping me, but I'm getting worse. I'm getting worse by coughing and hoarseness and a whole lot of things. And then not knowing that the Lord said, read the side effects for this. And I got the paper of Apostle Taylor, began to read the side effect, and it said this side effects causes of this Advair discs cause you to have a dust that causes asthma, it causes bronchitis, it causes coughing, it causes hoarseness, infection, viral infection, upper respiratory infection. Yeah. It caused a lot of pain in the leg. Yeah. Oh, my God. The list goes on and on. And I'm thinking, my God, I'm going to the doctor because I'm having chronic bronchitis.
Yeah,
and not
right.
knowing that I was actually killing my own self with this inhaler.
God.
Amen. Praise God. And the Lord began to deal with me and say to me, come off of it. Do not inhale another, because it's really powder that you're inhaling. And the lady told me, she, the only thing she said to me was, you might, you need to make sure you rinse your mouth out. It even gives you thrush in the mouth, like a baby gets thrush in the mouth from, you know, and sometimes when mouth break all out. And it said, it gives you thrush in the mouth. And she said, the only thing I noticed is going to be a problem with discoloration of your teeth and this, that, and the other. And I'm thinking, what in the world? Is this, and I noticed a discoloration on one of my teeth, and I was wondering where it come from. And come to find out, it was coming from taking inhaling this stuff in my mouth, because she just told me to rinse it out. The other doctor didn't tell me to rinse my mouth out when I inhale. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I've been working against myself with this. And so I'm saying to you, it's time to depend on God. God said to me,
amen.
It's time to depend. It's time to go back to the old remedies, amen. Taking Father John and castor oil if you have to be. And F3S kinase. And some of you may not have never heard of. Some of them even told me today, Geritol and other things that will help boost my immune system. But then vitamin C, Dr. Johnson recommends vitamin C and garlic tablets when my pressure was going up high. Didn't understand that they had given me something for my lungs and take six pills and found out that those pills was causing, if you had high blood pressure, you shouldn't be taking them. But I called the pharmacist and they said, well, go on and take your blood pressure pill. Never had blood pressure pill like pressure like I'm having now. And a lot of the blood pressure pills is causing people's kidneys to fail. And so I'm just at the point now where I'm saying, God, it's you or nothing.
Amen.
Nothing but me. But taking good old apple cider vinegar, honey and cinnamon, and all the cayenne pepper and everything else that are natural stuff that we need to take. Amen.
Amen.
So we try to bring the people, or even on the prayer line, try to cut the Lord. The Bible did say, amen, praise God, that the Lord said He wished above all that we would prosper and be in health. Even
amen.
As I was so prosperous. And
amen.
So tonight, praise God, I say to you, praise God, God is bringing us together that we can learn some things and learn how to do things. Amen,
yes.
Praise God. He's given us words of knowledge and wisdom, amen,
yes.
as to what we need to do to take care of our body. Because the Bible says as well that the devil came to rob, he came to kill, and he came to destroy. And so if he can't kill us, Himself, He's letting us have to go to the doctor, and what the doctor is giving us is actually killing some of us.
That's
amen.
Right.
It's taking things out and making some organs go down and be. You never had so many people with kidney problems, even diabetes coming on them, and a whole lot of things coming on the bodies that they never had and never experienced blood clots and never experienced a lot of things that
That's
we've
right.
never heard so much of migraine headaches and all the things that. We are having now. But I say to you, it is a spirit from the pits of hell.
Amen.
And the devil with his pathon spirit is trying to kill her. So I thank the Lord. Prophet, I don't want to turn you over your last time.
Praise
I'm so
God.
Sorry. And I just thank God for you. I just enjoy this, and thank you so very much again for having me on the line.
Amen.
And
amen.
I do plan on getting on again, amen.
Yes.
Dr. Thomas,
amen.
Just to be on to encourage you as well.
Amen. Thank you, Mother, so much. God bless you, and I love you, and I appreciate you. So this has been very encouraging. Amen. We love you. Praise God. Amen. You have been listening to Set Free Live. Praise God, Set Free Live. Amen. It's brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. And, beloved, we just want you to stay encouraged. We pray that this broadcast tonight has been a blessing to you. Amen. And until we meet again, we say God bless you. We love you. Praise God. Stay encouraged. Amen. And keep looking up. Know that God loves you. He has your best interest at heart because he is working things out just for you, just because he cares. We love you. God bless.
God bless.
Amen. God bless you.
I'm not, you know, things go wrong.